Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Hello and welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, laughing in the face of motherhood, answering your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question comes from our Facebook group, which you can always find at facebook.com/groups/ What Fresh Hell Cast. And our question is, talk to me about how you field requests from your kids to help them when they're old enough to do things by themselves. Like my 12-year-old's constant request to make her breakfast, or my 6-year-old who will often ask me to go fetch things for her that she forgot elsewhere in the house. I will often decline and tell them that they can do these things themselves, but I wonder, couldn't they say the same thing to me when I ask for help? They're always very willing to help me when I ask, and I know they are probably looking at these requests of me in the same light. How do I reciprocate their willingness to help without teaching them learned helplessness? I like this question because it's kind of subtle, and I have had this experience where a kid, let's say, knocks over their glass of milk at dinner, and my angry and short response is, well, nothing else to drink. I've talked to you about this. You need to be more careful. And then if I knock over my beer at the same meal, what do? I go up and I get myself another one. And so it can be challenging and it can feel really unequitable when you are telling your kids one thing and then doing something else. So I'm going to start with some recommendations from CHOP.edu. That's Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And here's what they say on the subject of chores. There is no hard and fast rule about how many chores are appropriate for your kid. Kids in elementary school should be expected to do 10 to 20 minutes of helping around the house each day. You can expect a little more on weekends and in the summer. Teenagers can do 20 to 30 minutes a day with bigger chores such as lawn mowing on the weekends. So simple guidelines in terms of things that kids can do. Kids ages 3 to 4 can pick up toys, dust furniture, put clothes in the hamper. Kids age 5 to 6 can make their beds, clean their own dishes after meals, empty waste baskets. Kids 7 to 9 can vacuum or sweep the floor, load and start the washing machine, load dishes. Kids 10 to 12 can do simple yard work, prepare a simple meal, clean bathrooms, wash windows, fold laundry. I think in general, it is a great idea to have kids helping around the house. And yes, with this issue of go get it yourself or no more milk for you, they're sort of separate issues in terms of feeling like, are we being very equitable about this? One thing I would argue is that it is hard to find equity in a household structure. No matter what, mom, you are doing much, much more than your kids are doing. And so I think when it comes to one-off tasks, if my kid is tired, if I know my kid is having a hard day, I try to give voice to like, you know what? I know you're having a hard time. Let me go help you with that today. Whereas if it's a normal Tuesday and the kid is just laying on the couch or reading their phone and can you go get this for me? I tend to say something more like, we have a new invention. They're called legs. They sit right underneath your hips and they bend at the knees and they're extremely useful for going and getting your own things. And so I think it's fine to sometimes say, you know what, let me make breakfast because I know you've got the big exam tomorrow, and say, listen, I help you when you're having a hard time, but on the flip side, you help me when I'm having a hard time. So to me, that's where the equity in this situation comes in. And then beyond that, I think that the family structure exists to say we all help keep the house clean. We all help doing the things that need to be done. I wouldn't worry too much if your kid is capable of making breakfast, that you're robbing that child of self-sufficiency by occasionally making them breakfast. I would worry about completely waiting on your children hand and foot to the point where they don't know how to do anything. And I think you can do a lot of this on a case-by-case basis. There was just a day I was so fed up with laundry, I marched everyone downstairs. Here's how it works. If you can work an iPad, you can work this machine. You put it in, you press play literally on the washing machine at our house. And look, you put a pot in and spins around, it gets them clean. Then you move it to the dryer, then you fold it, then you put it away. And so I would say that at this point, my kids do 10% of the laundry in the house. They don't do all the laundry. I do absolutely most of the laundry. But the kid who's doing cross country and needs a clean uniform, that's kind of on him. And so I think what I'm saying is what we say so many times, this is an issue of balance. So at the times where you feel like, listen, this kid's having a hard time and they need a little extra help with this, or hey, I can tell you're in a bad mood, let me go grab that for you this morning. Fine. But other times, you know what? You can see that I'm busy cooking breakfast for the two other kids, so I need you to grab that for yourself. Or, hey, tomorrow morning, I've got an early meeting. Just a reminder, I need you to make your own breakfast and pack your own lunch tomorrow. I think the more you can give these things context, the more you will feel in control over what is going on in the house, and the more you will paint the picture for your children of, hey, we all chip in around here. When someone's having a hard time, we lift them up. When someone needs help, we help them. And that is the value system of our family. And also, I am letting you have the experience of understanding that you can get your own laundry. You can fix your own breakfast. You can make your own bed. Those are great life lessons. We'll see tons of articles saying all of the great skills and abilities that kids learn by doing chores and by being self-sufficient. So foster that self-sufficiency, but always give it context in your house of, hey, this is why we're doing this. This is who we're helping today. This is who needs help today. I hope that helps. And if you have a question for myself or Amy, you can ask them on our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/WhatFreshHellCast. Or you can come to our website, WhatFreshHellPodcast.com. There's a little microphone. You can record your question and you might hear your voice on an upcoming episode. Thanks so much for listening.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.